today is bad. That being that it is the Blogging Against Disabilism Day, which I have some desire to put my two pennies into. I don't know how many people are involved in it. I sort of picked up on it through various pieces of research that I've been doing. And I'd quite like to put a blog together, but I tend to blog in the mornings or sometimes in the weekends, and so quite possibly I'm not going to get a chance to do it now. And so I thought I'll do an audio boom. Irony of that being that most close disabled ties I have had recent times has been with the deaf community, working with some BSL, British Sign Language guys, which of course they wouldn't be able to hear this, so it's not marvellous on my part, but nevertheless it's perhaps a chance I can say to people who do hear to clarify or set to rest a couple of myths or ongoing things, one of which is that British Sign Language is not English translated into sort of a different kind of sign thing. It is in fact a language all of its own and has been recognised as such since I think 2004. It's a cultural thing. I'm not sure that deaf people would even put themselves into a disabled category. I may be doing them a great disservice by bringing them up in this way, but it is a culture. BSL is a culture. It is a language of its own, and there are all sorts of nuances around that. There are even regional variations on signs, I've come to discover. So a Brummie will put a sign for table or whatever, I'm going out, would be slightly different to someone from, I don't know, Scotland or the Southwest. So it's a really quite an interesting thing, and something which I've been getting quite involved with. That said, having been working with several people who sign and lip read and work with me very patiently, I realise now, just doing this, that I have not bothered to even in the smallest part learn any sign language when working with these people who sign. And I think that's kind of crap of me on hindsight, you know. Would it have killed me to have learned hello, good morning, or you know, good to see you, something like that? No, it would not. However, I am a busy, self-obsessed media type, I guess, and so I just haven't bothered. So that's me, that's my mea culpa, and my audio boo for disabled, anti-disabilism day, and I'm about to get on the tube, so that is a lot.